following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. CannabisRadio.com presents The Stoner Jesus Show.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweeds.
Ah, yeah. What's up, Dick Nuggets? Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, Hour 2, January 20th, 2017. If you missed Hour 1, well, I know if you're listening to this on stonerjesus.net, there's a link back to Hour 1. It's really a cohesive whole. We just, you know, chop it up into two shows, 2 hours for shits and giggles. It is Inauguration Day. Apparently, the Trump family is in with, where do I do this live? I might just play this live, like when he does the oath or whatever, is during the show? I think so. That'd be interesting. Maybe, I don't know. Do commentary. Oh, hold on.
Jesus has made, let us rejoice and be glad.
Recite your act of contrition and prepare to confess your sins to our Savior of the Weed at 1-347-414-WEED. Receive your reefer repentance now from the Church of Stoner Jesus.
Amen. By the way, it's time for the Church of Stoner Jesus. Got a little sidetracked there. But yeah, Trump's about to take the oath of office or whatever. Let me see if see if we can get that on a Facebook feed, just in case. Everybody's running the fucking feed, man. The inauguration. Let's see if the hell's this here.
House on the staff, you've got somebody there who's potentially a colleague, but can't be fired.
That's right, and there's a tremendous suspicion about that person always, because there's, the staff always feels like they have the last word, and they can over.
Well, that's a feed from ABC. We'll check in on it. It was like a big crowd. I don't know. It's all very king-like, if you ask me. I mean, it's just all the pomp and circumstance. We say we don't have a king, but we're electing our new king today. He's becoming, you know, he's being coronated. Anyway, the Church of Stoner Jesus, you can't call in your confessions, 1-347-414-WEED. Also, Stoner Jesus 1 on Skype. By the way, can I just mention how fucking hot not only the First Lady is, the new First Lady, but the fucking Ivanka Trump. Holy shit. Holy shit. I never made a habit of jerking off to the First Lady and the First Daughter before, but oh, that's about to change. It's a brave new world. Yes, this is a Church of Stoner Jesus. Anyway, I'm going to continue what I was talking about earlier about gaining perspective. Young people, it's hard for them to have perspective on things because they're young. Even the smartest 18-year-old just doesn't know anything because there's no perspective for what they think they know, or they overvalue what they think they know, or there's things that they don't know, and it's just, and they don't know what they don't know. The point is this. Get outside of your bubble. Like on Facebook, I read Facebook all day. I see shit from libertarians, progressives, conservatives, anarchists, communists, the whole fucking nine yards. I'm bombarded with all those opinions all day. I follow Occupy Democrats, and I follow Occupy Democrats' logic. You know, it's like, and it's so easy to do now. You know, 60 years ago, you had to know people with different perspectives, or you had to read books. Now you just go on Facebook. You know, just go like some pages you disagree with. See what they have to say. When they say it in your head, refute it. Or go on and comment and refute it. Well, maybe don't. A lot of pages will block you if you're too, you know, vociferous in your opposition. But do it in your head. You know, I don't comment on shit. I don't have time for that. I'll see something I disagree with. I'll run through it in my head why I disagree with it, the reasons, the steps that led me to disagree with it. Look at why maybe I should not disagree with it and agree with it, and decide. And just do that all day. Just let go like pages that you disagree with. Or you think you're going to say shit that you don't like. Or that offends you. Bill Clinton and George W. Bush at the inauguration. Showing all luminaries. Donald Trump's kid, Barron. Can you imagine what he's going to grow up to be? You think fucking Donald Trump's self-centered? Holy shit. Barron Trump? Son of a president? The most famous person to ever fucking live, maybe? I mean, you thought Donald Trump was famous before. Now he's president of the United States. Crazy is that shit. Let's check in again with this is the actual inauguration, not the sound effects I was playing earlier, which were funny. But this is the real thing, which is less funny.
The weekend before Melania takes Barron back to school on Monday.
Barron Trump.
And Mark Updegrove on this issue of families in the White House. As Cokie was saying, we've had other moments in history. The Roosevelt sons played key roles as well.
Without question,
this is the time of the proceedings where they're filling time. There's Hillary and George W. talking, which is weird. It's all very weird. Like I said before, it's just all very fucking weird. It is a church center of Jesus. I say what I say about gain perspective. Just get outside your bubble. Get outside your echo chamber. Look at some other shit and, you know, think critically about things. It's really fairly easy. I know you haven't been taught that, but that's basically the bottom line. You want to call in confession, 1-347-414-WEED. And we'll check out a little bit of this inauguration coming up, accompanied by my witty commentary. But right now, the traditional reading of Psalm 420 by Stoner Schizo.
You're listening to The Stoner Jesus Show on stonerjesus.net. I'm Stoner Schizo, and I'm here to read you Psalms 420, written by me, Stoner Schizo. Stoner Jesus is my shepherd, I shall not want for weed. He maketh me toke up in pastures of green. He leadeth me beside the bubbling bong water. He restoreth my bag. He leadeth me in the paths of legalization for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of Erb, I will fear no evil, for thou smokest with me. Thy bowl and thy bong, they comfort me. Thou preparest munchies before me in the presence of the popo. Thou anointest my head with cannabis oil, my bowl runneth over. Surely highness and munchies shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will toke on that smoke in the studio of Stoner Jesus forever. Amen.
Amen indeed. That is a church Stoner Jesus.
The Stoner Jesus Show.
Oh, shit.
Cannabisradio.
No. No. Settle down. There we go. A little user error there, slight. Jump the gun. Anyway, we'll see if we get some of the audio from the inauguration, if anybody's interested. I think I can pep it up, some witty commentary. But right now we got to run some promos for CannabisRadio.com. Stoner Jesus Show, Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, January 20th, 2017. We'll be back. Yo!
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
the smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com. Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
It's time to Hemp Presents.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident Hempo Sapien Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on the issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana!
Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
I'm Radical Russ Belville, inviting you to join me every weekday on CannabisRadio.com for the Russ Belville Show. It's the NPR of POT. We bring you the latest marijuana headlines, cannabis analysis, drug war data, activist interviews, radical rants, and your live calls. Join me every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, live only on CannabisRadio.com.
The Tommy Chong Show on Cannabis Radio.
You got me running, you got me hiding. Run, hide, and hide, run any way you want, let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby. Girl, what you want me to do? Shut up and do a podcast, is what I want you to do. Well, that sounds like a good idea.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Gay. Yes, it is time for gay news. If you couldn't tell. It was Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. January 20th, 2017. Welcome to everybody listening live and on podcast. We got less than 40 minutes till high noon. In the East, the Trump inauguration is ongoing. Melania, hot fucking Melania, is coming out. Michelle Obama came out, and they're all, you know, joking around with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and George W. Bush, and it's all very weird. But considering how fearful many in the gay community are about Trump, it's appropriate. His inauguration happens during gay news. Let's check in.
You know, that was perhaps what she was saying is a little more mundane than we first might have thought. She was trying to get some identity of someone in the crowd. They're looking for someone.
Ladies
right there, the Clintons.
Mrs. Melania Trump and Mrs. Karen Pence, escorted by the Secretary of the Senate, Julie Adams, the Clerk of the House of Representatives, Karen Haas, Mrs. Abigail Blunt, Mrs. Jana Ryan, the Honorable
Blunt
Chow, and Mrs. Judy McCarthy.
hot ass Melania.
The cheers start to rise now. First, the wives of the cabinet nominees. And Elaine Chao, who's actually a cabinet nominee herself, right there. And now, there's cheers for Melania Trump.
We've seen her naked. Seriously, if you haven't seen those pictures, go check them out. Go Google Melania Trump. Nude. Ho, 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 mamma mia.
Melania Trump, an immigrant.
Yeah.
And there we see President Obama, Vice President Biden. Cokie Roberts, the second first lady not born in the United States.
Right, the first being Louisa Catherine Adams, the wife of John Quincy Adams, but she was the daughter of an American.
Man, you got to think part of Obama's is like fucking relieved. he just go. He can sleep in. He ain't got to worry about shit, man. He'll fucking play golf, write a book, bang the fuck out of Michelle, sleep till 2 in the afternoon. She'd be like, get up. Be like, for what? Man, this is my break. My retirement. I'm going back to bed.
Job ahead. And I think she'll have a tremendous amount of goodwill of people wanting her to succeed because they do feel for her. She's never been in Washington. She doesn't have close friends.
Okay, yeah, that's a sad story. God damn it. This story from HuffingtonPost.com, the LGBTQ activist group Gays Against Guns held a ball called the Gag Ball. That's funny. Apparently there's some AP video. I don't know if there's narration or if it's just file footage or whatever. Hey, we'll find out together. That's part of the character of Wake and Bake with Snare Jesus. It's just file footage. What happened to people like producing news stories? Where'd that go? When did everybody stop doing that? Just produce a little fucking news story, you lazy pricks. Fuck it, I'll go back to the inauguration. I don't give a shit. I got commercials to play too, motherfucker. Push me. I will smite thee.
Crowd getting silent now as they know the moment is coming.
So I guess this is Obama and then Trump.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, the Honorable Barack H. Obama, and the Vice President Joseph R. Biden, escorted by Senate Democratic Secretary Gary Myrick, Senate Democratic Leader and Rules Committee Ranking Member Charles E. Schumer, and House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi.
And for the last time, Hail to the Chief played for Barack Obama. Years ago, as he stepped out onto that front, west front of the Capitol, he paused for a moment, closed his eyes for what was to come. 4 years ago, after taking the oath, after giving that speech, he looked back for one last look over that mall, and now he enters in his last 40 or so minutes as president.
So I guess then Trump's coming.
Martha Raddatz, he is a lot grayer.
He is a lot grayer. When you think about what any president goes through in the White House.
We miss Trump. I don't give a shit. Anyway. That was gay news. I think there was something else. But Huffington Post pissed me off. AP pissed me off with their file footage video. Give me fucking file footage. Give me a news story. Do your fucking job. I'm sitting here doing my job. Why aren't you doing your job? It's just, oh. But like I said, what's more important to many homosexuals, queers, as known in the community, than Donald Trump and what he's going to do? So anyway, that's coming up, I guess. We'll do some of that. Like I said, I'll provide the witty commentary, but I got to do some commercials, you know? Capitalism waits for no man, the current president, nor the future president. Wake and Bake with Stern Jesus, January 20th, 2017. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas. Everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google. I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com and also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. You never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
The cannabis business industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Seeking a career in cannabis? Ready to become the next great bud tender? Increase your knowledge, skills, and higher ability with a Trichome certification today. Trichome Institute is the only cannabis education company in the world with courses that include textbooks, workbooks, and expert-approved and government-certified curriculum. Trichome now offers these courses online. Take the courses at your own pace with 24/7 live human support from anywhere in the world. These courses are perfect for physicians, pharmacists, MMJ parents or patients, adult use customers, and most of all, aspiring bud tenders. The course includes full access to the cannabis industry's largest job board and even includes resume building help. Register for online courses with the cannabis industry's educational leader in science, education, and training. Visit TrichomeInstitute.com today.
Everyone deserves the medicine they need. Aaron's premium CBD essentials and CBD nectar products are made from plant-based organic ingredients, grown and processed in the United States. Our unique formula of coconut oil and coconut water, infused with CBD oil, is ideal for all skin types and provides maximum relief. Aaron's Essentials was formulated by 9/11 first responder and stage 4 cancer survivor Aaron Sieber. As a cannabis connoisseur, Aaron began making and using his own lab-tested medicinal cannabis products to help relieve the side effects of his rigorous cancer treatments. Visit www.canisorbrands.com for more information on Aaron's Essentials and learn how you can pay it forward. That's CANNAISSEURBRANDS.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestea trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, January 20th, 2017. We are live. All information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. Don't forget the Stoner Jesus video show coming very soon on Facebook, facebook.com/stonerjesus420. Also, Big Toker Supply giveaway going on our Facebook. There's also a Stoner Jesus show Toker Supply giveaway page on stonerjesus.net that you can check out. For details, we'll introduce or pick and announce, rather, the winners on this show live 3 weeks from today. Be on February 20th. Right now, the inauguration is going on. Trump came out. I guess people will applaud it. I don't know. I wasn't listening. Now some other dude is on the up there talking about something. We'll see.
Willingly over to anyone else. And as important as the transfer of the first transfer of power was, many historians believe that the next election was even more important. When in 18-1, one group of people, arguably for the first time ever in history, willingly, if not enthusiastically, gave control of the government to people they believed had a dramatically different view of what the government would, should, and could do. After that election that actually discovered a flaw in the Constitution itself, which was remedied by the 12th Amendment, Thomas Jefferson, at that inauguration, beyond the chaos of the election that had just passed, said, "We are all Republicans, we are all Federalists." After 4 years of civil war, Lincoln's second inaugural speech tried to find reason for the continued war when he pointed out that both sides prayed to the same God. He'd earlier written about those fervent prayers.
Wow, dude. Wow. I don't know who this guy is. He's just fucking droning on. I'd much rather go to worldstarhiphop.com and find a cheating Kenyan wife gets stuck to her side dude during sexual intercourse. A spell was allegedly cast on her. It just strikes me as just much, much better. More entertaining.
When the rubber meets the road, the ride will definitely be rough, as it were for these two lovebirds. What was supposed to be a quiet moment of pleasure ended up being a moment of agony and public shame as they sought help from all and sundry. Residents of Daraja Mbili in Kisii County were literally forced to carry the married woman and single man in their beddings from the West Gage Bar, where they were engaging in extramarital affair, to a witch doctor.
They put a whole fucking village, they have them in a, like a blanket hammock, and they're carrying it through the streets. Oh, fuck. Right.
So
what I'm saying. Exactly.
The woman's husband had sought the services of the witch doctor on suspicion that his wife, who is a trader at Daraja Mbili, was not very faithful.
What?
And indeed, the witch doctor's concoction caught the lady with her pants down, literally. Despite pleas by the woman for help and to be set free, the witch doctor insisted that the man in question had to pay a fine.
And audio is all over the place on this thing.
In harsh economic times, the man was not able to immediately raise the money as demanded by the witch doctor. The woman's husband was nowhere to be seen, but wherever he was, he must have been smiling to himself that finally he had been able to pin down his cheating wife. Franklin Masharia, K24 TV.
Wow. There's crazy shit going on all over the world. What about this? We throw in hands. Girl deletes her man's career mode on 2K. You play too much. Spend some time with me. I wonder if this is fake. I don't know. We'll see. World Star Hip Hop. Wake and bake with Stoner Jesus.
Linda, where the fuck is my career mode?
I deleted it.
Like, stop fucking playing with me, bro. Stop playing.
You need to stop playing that game all the time.
You deleted my shit?
I deleted it.
Look, stop fucking playing with me. I'm not fucking laughing. Did you delete my shit?
Yes. You need to spend more time with me.
Bro, you about to piss me the fuck off. You know how much VC and shit I had on
you? I don't care. You play that game too much.
Bitch, you better do a goddamn magic trick and get my fucking...
Boy, this is a fucking illuminating conversation, isn't it?
Career mode back on. I'm not playing.
You play too much.
You about to piss me the fuck off. You play too much. What you deleted for?
He said you play too much.
I just told you.
Stop fucking playing, man. What you delete my shit for?
You play the game too much.
You play the game too much.
Spend some time.
That's...
You come home straight on that game all the time.
This shit's not funny. You know how long I've been playing this shit.
What the fuck are they listening to?
Exactly. That's why it's for me.
For real, this shit is not funny. Get my fucking career mode back when we're done. I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass for real.
He's dead ass for real.
Don't play with shit like that for real. Get my shit back or we're done. You can pack your shit and go.
Just got real.
It's a joke? Like, what the fuck?
Yes, it is.
Fuck you mean it's a joke? Where the fuck is my shit at? Why do you think it's funny you pissing me the fuck off career mode?
It's just a joke. It's a prank.
Where is my career mode?
You don't have a career.
She said it's just a prank. I don't think that's a prank. I think making him think that it's gone, but it really wasn't gone, that would be a prank. She just deleted it. Hey, there's some blonde chick talking at the inauguration. Who's this?
With promise and purpose, we recognize that every good and every perfect gift comes from you, and the United States of America is your gift, for which we proclaim...
I think it was talking about me.
As a nation, we now pray for our president, Donald John Trump.
Yeah, pray to me.
Vice President Michael Richard Pence. And their families. We ask that you would bestow upon our president the wisdom
necessary
to lead this great nation, the grace to unify us, and the strength to stand for what is honorable and right in your sight. In Proverbs 21:1, you instruct us that our leader's heart is in your hands.
Did I say that?
Gracious God, reveal unto our president the ability to know the will, your will, the confidence to
lead us
in justice and righteousness, and the compassion to yield to our better angels.
This is a long list of shit you want, broad.
Challenges before
us. That's how I think about it.
In every generation, you have provided the strength and power to become that blessed nation. Guide us in discernment, Lord, and give us that strength
I'll think about
to persevere and thrive. Now bind and heal our wounds and divisions, and join our nation to your purpose. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
My purpose
done.
Is smoking weed, you know what I'm saying?
Declared. Let your favor be upon this one nation under God.
Okay, I get it.
Let these United States of America be that beacon of hope to all people and nations under your dominion, a true hope for humankind. Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
That's a long list of shit. I'll consider it.
Missouri State University.
Get back to you. Who? What? Oh no, that's okay. No, that's fine, yo. I don't need that. How about dude smashed a chick, then kicked her out his house after realizing she's a man? World Star Hip Hop. And we gotta take another break. Maybe we'll get some more of a commentary on the inauguration.
So, you're a guy, right? He's straight. So don't fucking mess around with him.
Why don't you ask him why he brought me back here?
Right? Now, stop. Jeremy, stop.
He doesn't want to be filmed.
Right.
He looks like his roommate's filming him.
Out of my house! Right? Yes! No! I'm not joking! Yes! It's
your true
gone,
friend
Alan.
Films it and laughs.
I'm gay and I'm not. Get out of my house!
You're not joking me,
now! How you can be that fucking drunk, you dope! Jeremy, stop!
I don't know, fuck! That is fucking.
That's awesome. His friend films and he's fucking going nuts. That shit is hilarious. We're gonna go do a commercial. If there's anything going on interesting to comment on at the inauguration, we'll go to that. If not, we'll check something else out. You just have to wait and see. Wagon Bag with Stern Jesus, January 20th, 2017. We'll be back shortly, soonly, then in a few minutes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. I have a question for you. Do you like extracts? Of course you do. We all do. But getting quality product can be such a problem these days. Have you ever considered making your own? Well, Terp Extractors has equipment for every skill level, from beginners to advanced extract artists. They offer the highest quality equipment, and they back it up with their industry-leading training and tech support. They carry everything from bi-directional closed-loop systems to tabletop rosin presses. Make sure you visit their website at terpextractors.com. That's Terp with two Ps, and let them help you get on the path to extraction. Make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order. And make sure you please check your local laws before purchasing. That's terpextractors.com. That's Terp with two Ps. Or simply click the Terp Extractors banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order.
While the feds and state are doing their dance, you still need to transact business and manage your cash. Go professional and let your customers pay with PayQuick. They pay you and they earn rewards points. PayQuick connects to your bank account for free and secures all of your transactions. And with PayQuick, you can pay your producers and processors for free. Plus, it pays to have it because it makes depositing your cash safe and so easy. No cops, no crooks, just compliance and comfort, knowing you have your cannabis business in check with PayQuick. PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQuick.com.
Equio, New Frontier's cutting-edge big data platform, puts the information and answers you need right at your fingertips in real time. to help you more effectively run your cannabis business. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. Again, that's www.equio.io. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Play as Ted Growing, expelled botany sophomore and the biggest grower in town, only on Weed Firm Replanted. Available on the App Store and Google Play.
It's a lot of work being the biggest grower in town. Maintaining a room full of plants while dealing with a slew of eccentric customers? From a hardcore partier to the curious neighbor next door.
Is anybody home?
Help me expand my bud business by unlocking new strains, customizing my grow room, and completing challenges that you can't get enough of. Grow your empire so big you can see it from space. Low on funds? Don't worry. Weed Firm Replanted is free to download.
Download Weed Firm Replanted for free on the App Store and Google Play today. Get growing, Mr. Growing.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Mindful of sustainable practices and limiting their environmental footprint, Sansal Hemp is always grown outdoors, as nature intended. By starting with uniform genetic profiles, Sansal ensures the plant will maintain its optimal performance and yield consistently throughout its life cycle. It is through innovative processes that Sansal is able to achieve pure whole hemp extracts and meet industry requirements and the level of quality desired by many of their customers. Healthy plants, healthy people. SansalCBD.com. Improve your lifestyle naturally.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Voober way.
The National Cannabis Industry Association presents the Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Register now at www.seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418. The NCIA Seed to Sale Show, the largest cannabis business event to be held in Denver, will host over 2,000 cannabis professionals and focus on innovations and technology in cultivation, infused products and extraction, and sales strategies. The show will recognize the best in the industry with the Cannavation and Cannatech Awards. Register before January 6th for $100 savings at seedtosaleshow.com. Use the code RADIO15 for an additional 15% off. Plan your experience now for the NCIA Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st. Seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, January 20th, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com every Friday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. Doing it for 2 hours. Stoner Jesus video show will be starting soon. The updates on that as well. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420 is where that live show will be. All information on the show is StonerJesus.net. Right now, live at the inauguration, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is talking, which sounds boring. So how about this from World Star Hip Hop? Jimmy Kimmel congratulates Migos for having the strongest smell of weed ever on his show. And that is quite something, I'd imagine.
Hi, everyone.
You meet Migos?
How are you? What's going on? Welcome, welcome. How you doing? Welcome.
Welcome. Great to have you here. How's it going?
Guys, come on, do the picture.
Guys, I want to congratulate you. I've never smelled more pot in our building than I have tonight. You set the record. We've had every artist. We've had Willie Nelson has been here. Snoop Dogg has been here. You smoked them all out. Congratulations. By the way, I'm Jimmy. I'm the host of the show.
That's pretty fucking funny. See what else is going on at the inauguration? Oh, Schumer's still droning on about something. Let's see what he's talking about.
Solace, strength. I hope they will give you the same. Now, please
dramatic
stand
pause.
While the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas, administers the oath of office to the Vice President of the United States.
All right, man.
Place your hand on the Bible. Place your hand.
Wait, Clarence Thomas is fucking old.
Would you raise your right hand and repeat after me?
Well, that's a nice voice.
I, Michael Richard
repeat
Pence,
after
do
me.
Solemnly swear.
I, Michael Richard Pence, do
bitch,
solemnly swear.
Repeat after me.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
Against all enemies.
You're going to put your motherfucking hand on this Bible and do an oath right now.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
Yeah.
That I will bear true faith and
true
allegiance
faith
to the
and
same.
Allegiance.
That I take this
right.
obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
You don't,
without
I smack you in your motherfucking head.
Or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Now we freestyling.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
The duties
there you go,
of
ma'am.
On which I am about
Mike
to enter.
Pence is your
so help
vice
God.
President.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, honky. You are the vice president of the United States. Yeah.
Look for his wife after taking the oath and his children. Mike Pence put his hand on the Reagan family Bible and Terry Moran, we saw that there. The vice presidential oath is somewhat longer than the presidential oath.
It is, although he doesn't have as much to do, obviously. John Nance Garner calling it not as prestigious as a bucket of spit.
It's the office, not the oath.
That's the office.
Yes.
But it's obviously a tremendous honor, and he will be an activist vice president. Donald Trump has said he will delegate.
So I guess they swear in Trump now. Is that what happens?
As of this moment.
Congratulations there from the president.
Lost.
Mr. Biden.
Yeah. I'll go back to my Clarence Thomas impression. Yeah.
And the man he will serve. I see the emotion there on the face of Mike Pence. Cheers from the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, accompanied by the President's own United States Marine.
Oh, come on, bro. What are they going to do? What song? Is this my jam? They don't have guitars. All right. Anyway, this has been Waking Back with Stern Jesus. Trump's about to be our new president. Which again is fucking weird. There's a lot of words you can use, but weird is definitely one of them. We'll see you next Friday. We're here every Friday on CannabisRadio.com, live. Wake and bake. Let's say get on our Facebook, man. The video show coming soon. Got some dope things in the works. Big things. Big things. Huge things. Go to StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. You motherfuckers have been awesome. I'll leave you with the inauguration. It's a new era of what remains to be seen. Thanks, everybody, for listening. As always, peace, bitches.